Okay, welcome to the show. In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Monday night broadcast on republicbroadcasting.org. Go to Republic Broadcasting, smash that donate button, send much needed fundage. You can buy free speech. Free speech is not free. But that t-shirt and mug are free. If you buy $115 worth, you get both the t-shirt and mug. You can call it into Mike, or you can mail it into Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can't do $100, $10, $15, anything. Whatever you can afford. Think about if hundreds of people did just $10, what a difference that would make. We also have a chat site set up, inplainsight.chatango.com. That's site spelled S-I-T-E, set up by our very own Murr Bailey. Hey, Murr. And our call-in number is 512-248-8252. Live broadcast on your Monday night. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. We're going to go on into the news here. I think what they're wanting to do is regulate crypto and make us eat cicada burgers. Not sure. CBSNews.com, JBS paid $11 million in ransom after cyber attack. If you remember the JBS meat processing plant, just on the heels of the cyber attack, so-called cyber attack on the Eastern Pipeline, the world's largest meat processing company, now this is on CBSNews.com, said Wednesday that it paid an $11 million ransom to cyber criminals after it was forced to halt cattle slaughtering operations at 13 of its meat processing plants. JBS confirmed the payment in a statement following a cyber attack attributed to, that's right, the Russian-speaking ransomware gang Reval. Okay, it's spelled capital R-E-V-I-L. This is so astroturfed and fake. The Russian-speaking ransomware gang. All right. The company ultimately paid the ransom. Once again, wait for it. In Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. To prevent further disruptions of the meat plants, mitigating potential damage to the food supply, including restaurants, grocery stores, and farmers that rely on JBS production. So the cyber attack was fake. I mean, I've heard other hosts bring it up. I've heard a lot of good articles on it. I mean, this is just nonsense. And some things to take away here. We're going to demonize Russia. Russia-speaking ransomware gangs, also known as Reval, and also cryptocurrency. If it wasn't for that pesky cryptocurrency, you know, that those lines of code that people attribute value to that allows them to go around the federal banking system. Yes, those of you out there that are very smart, I understand that crypto is going to eventually lead to the one world beast system that we're all going to be tethered to, or those people, others are going to be tethered to, that receive the mark. I get that. But for right now in history, cryptocurrency is a way of getting around the bankers. It is a way of the common man trading lines of code, attributing value to it, and getting around the banking system, the totally inflated U.S. dollar. So, yes, we're gonna demonize cryptocurrency. We're gonna demonize Russia, right? We're also gonna demonize meat. One of the reasons that this was a target was because they don't want you eating real meat for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm asking the question: are the COVID-19 hoax jabs, are they conditioning your body to process whatever fake protein that they put out there to replace meat? I'm asking the question. I'm not making a statement. Going on to the article, the company ultimately paid the ransom in Bitcoin cryptocurrency to prevent further disruptions. We read that. Disruptions of the meat plants, mitigating potential damage to the food supply. That's what you want to focus on there. Potential damage to the food supply. Now, this JBS had many backup systems. I mean, this didn't have to stop. Food, meat distribution did not have to stop. They stopped it on purpose. And this is just getting you used to the new normal. They're eventually going to take this away, take away real meat and replace it with, I don't know what, bugs, something grown in a laboratory, something that's definitely not good for you like meat is. Now, I know we got some vegetarians out there. That's cool. I'm just wanting you to understand this, that this is a gay op. This is a way to restructure society. This is all part of it, just like the cyber hoax attack on the Eastern Pipeline. Look at the two things that the globalist, environmentalist, global warming people, Green New Deal tier, what do they want to attack? Meat and fossil fuels. What just got attacked in the last 2 months? Meat and fossil fuels. Go figure. But you know what? At least we got someone on our side. At least we got somebody that's saying when the meat's taken away, maybe they'll be good with eating alternative proteins, like cicadas. Got a clip of the Tucker Carlson, and he's eating cicadas on air. This is really pathetic, and this just completely shows us that the so-called conservative media is totally gone, bought and paid for. Let's listen to the humiliation of Tucker eating bugs on his own show. Go ahead, Mike.
Up every 17 years. Last time we saw them was 2004. They are notable for that loud sound that they make. It's often heard when we go to press conferences throughout the Washington, D.C. area when we're hearing politicians. It's almost hard to hear them. 100 decibels is how loud that sound can get. It's interesting. The sound that you are hearing from the cicadas is actually the mating call of the male cicada to the female cicada to get the groove on so they can make the babies, drop them back down in the ground, and they'll pop out 17 years later. They are edible, and Tucker, we got you some edibles ready for you from the Rising Creek Bakery in Mount Morris, PA. They sent you quite a variety of delicious treats there, including cicadas. Now, we have to say this. The FDA has said if you have an allergy to shellfish, so shrimp or lobster, crawfish, things like that, if you have an allergy to those, don't eat the cicadas. You'll have an allergic reaction to the cicadas because they're actually in the same family, but they are otherwise safe to eat. As for your pets, it's okay for them to eat them in moderation if your dog goes out in the backyard and grabs them. So are you going to try one of these delicious cookies and let the world know that they're pretty tasty?
I got to be honest with you, Brett. My producers left these on my desk as I was writing my scripts, and I never looked carefully at baked goods, and I already ate one. And I can say, I'm embarrassed to admit that, but it's actually true. I shouldn't have, but I did. They just looked too good, and it was delicious, but they've asked me to eat one on TV just to reassure our viewers who are kind of on the fence about eating bugs, who are bug curious, as we say, in the bug community, and I'm going to eat it. There's a cicada right on the top.
I think you dip...
Honestly, it's delicious.
Yeah, you dip something in chocolate. It's not going to be that bad. There, I've seen recipes popping up online from all the celebrity chefs. Toss them a little sesame oil, throw a little chopped garlic in there. They're going to be amazing. Just don't get any different idea. You know, double check before you're eating other bugs, but just know that the cicadas are safe for now, and actually they're a good source of protein. So all in all, and as you're saying, they're not that bad. So maybe every 17 years we have some interesting edibles involving bugs.
The only thing that kind of wrecks it for me is I know that Bill Gates approves. So, this is the last time I eat cicadas. But for the record,
but there's no microchips in the
know.
Cicadas. They've been in the ground for too long.
No. Yeah, we don't know that, Brett. Brett Larson, thanks so much.
There you have it. Cicadas, perfectly normal. Perfectly normal as an alternative to meat protein. And I guess Tucker is bought and paid for eating the bugs online. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm trained in survival, and if I were in a survival situation, Yes, I would eat bugs and plants and different things, but this is different. This is Tucker totally pushing the bug-eating narrative on his show, this so-called conservative commentary, and that's where we're at. That's where they're trying to push us. Going on to this push for the restructuring of society under Agenda 2030, pulled up a Daily Stormer article. You will own nothing. And it's from Andrew Anglin on the Stormer. He writes, the great coronavirus swindle was a massive wealth transfer scheme, as it was a way to strip you from your freedoms. Do you remember when the right could have come together and protested this, and it didn't? Do you remember when there were so-called white nationalists, quote-unquote, saying that the coronavirus was good and that it would help white people by making it so that the government had to give them an allowance? I remember that, by the way. Back to the article. Well, you're going to get your allowance. It's going to be digital credits. A pittance so that you can use it on drugs and processed food made of insects. You will never own a home. You will never have a family. You probably won't even have a job. Just going to leave this here. And he goes on to show various Twitter posts here from Cultural Hootsbah. All right. BlackRock is buying every single family house they can find, paying 20 to 50% above asking price and outbidding normal home buyers. Why are corporations, pension funds, and property investment groups buying entire neighborhoods out from under the middle class? Let's take a look. Homes are popping up on MLS and going under contract within a few hours. BlackRock, among others, are buying up thousands of new homes and entire neighborhoods. So what's the issue with this? My comments here. What's the issue? You got these neighborhoods outside of the big cities, these rural areas, and maybe the neighborhoods are based. Maybe they don't want to support the trannies reading to your children in libraries. They don't want to go along with the Corona hoax narrative. And yet here you have BlackRock, totally Jewish, a global financing corporation, buying up all of these houses. To what end? To the end of making the middle working class in America homeless and renters. Now, how would this work in cities? Well, if they buy up enough houses in these small towns and rural areas, they can get somewhat of a monopoly, and they can bully the city town councils and say, well, you don't want to accept trannies reading to your children. You don't want to accept the COVID-19 regulations, masks, jabs, whatnot. Well, we'll just not, maybe we won't make the needed repairs to these homes. Maybe we'll rent these homes to incoming immigrants. It's unlimited to what they can do when they get a monopoly on the homes in these rural areas. Going back to the article and reading the Twitter examples. So who is BlackRock? It's only the world's largest asset manager and the leading proponent of the Great Reset. They're looking to redistribute, get this, $120 trillion. Redistribute $120 trillion. The entire wealth of the world's middle class and poor combined several times over. As an example, 124 new home neighborhood was bought in its entirety in Texas. Average Americans were outbid to a tune of $32 million. So So my comments, when these banks come in, this BlackRock institution, it'll pay top dollar for homes. People will sell to get money, and they'll establish a monopoly in these neighborhoods. Going on with the article, homes sold at an average of 20% above listing. Now, the entire neighborhood is made up of SFRs. What are SFRs? Single family rentals. That is your SFR. Now, your potential lower to middle class homeowner is positioned to be in a permanent renter. This matters because for the lower and middle class, owning a home is the most important major part of any financial success and future upward mobility. This is wealth distribution. And it ain't rich people's wealth that's getting redistributed. It's normal American middle class, salt of the earth, wealth, heading into the hands of the world's most powerful entities and individuals. The traditional financial vehicle gone forever. Home equity is the main financial element that middle class families use to build wealth. And BlackRock, a Federal Reserve funded financial institution, is buying up all of the houses to make sure that young families cannot build wealth. And that's right, Federal Reserve funded financial institute. Let that sink in for a minute. Got it? They're using your tax dollars to, I'm going to edit this text, to mess over the lower and middle class. And it's permanent. This is a fundamental reorganization of society. So where does this position the average American in 30 years? When it's a given that every new neighborhood is to be bought up whole so that they can be utilized as SFRs, single family rentals. It positions them as peasants. Being poor can be temporary condition, bettered by upward mobility, but that's been taken from you, see. In the U.S. and other nations, home ownership is often the first and most vital step. This can provide for generational wealth and success. For example, my comments here, your parents leaving you a house, right? But as permanent guaranteed renters, you're pissing away a lifetime of equity and the chance for upward mobility. You just become a peasant. Back on the other side of the break.
Yeah, chill me to the bone.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, we're back. We're back to Endpoint Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky. And we're covering the Daily Stormer article, and the Stormer is highlighting tweets from Cultural Husbandry talking about the Great Reset. By the way, every time I hear blue on black, I think of William from Montana. And I know, according to William's testimony, he is with the Lord Jesus Christ right now, as he passed away. Great contributor to the show. Let me get back to the article. The Great Reset is real. It is happening. This will be the greatest transfer of wealth and the greatest consolidation of power in the history of mankind. If they get away with it, revolution will be the only cure. It will be awful. Wake up. Get active. Stop this now. This is warfare, make no doubt about it. Lloyds Bank in London is doing it, as is every great financial institute across the world. This must be stopped. It's a greater threat than the slow creep of communism, BLM, or anything else you can think of combined. It is a death stroke. And true, if BlackRock is allowed to go forward buying up homes in entire neighborhoods, who should say they won't move in multiple third world Muslims into your neighborhood and having the monopoly on the housing market? There's nothing that the local cities can do about it. That's where we're at. A little bit of a black pill, I understand, but I'm sure we'll have some white pills coming soon. Before I go on with the content of the show, I want to get on to our callers. We got Mark in Texas. Mark, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Jeremy?
Just reading out the bad news. I wish it was good news.
Yeah, it is good news, but all that is absolute propaganda. Speaking of propaganda, you know who got fired today in Israel? Or step down.
Oh, Netanyahu?
That is correct. And I just learned this tonight. Guess what his job was before prime minister?
Oh, what was that?
He was the propaganda meister. Real quick, as far as reveal or whatever it is, it made me think of Texas A&M dog mascot, Reveille. That's about how accurate these stories are concerning the Russian, Russian mob or whatever. Also, JBS, did we have a story about them during the first outbreak of COVID? I believe they shut their plant down, one of the first ones, because they had so many COVID positives. And I believe this is owned by a couple of brothers of the tribe. Isn't that interesting?
I remember that, and that's interesting, too, that, you know, meat processing. I mean, meat is one of the things that they want to try to get rid of.
Well, so they want to scare us. They want to scare us to death that we don't have enough. And I argued with Patrick a while back about scarcity and how much room we have in this country. I mean, I've driven all over it. The South, the West, Southwest, Middle America. I mean, you can go for miles and miles and not see anybody. I mean, this whole propaganda of scarcity is directed at us to be afraid, to be very afraid. And we have everything we need. We just have to abolish this tyrannical government. You know, we've got plenty of resources. It's all a big lie to scare us to death, to give in, to not stand up, and to believe their BS.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Like you mentioned last year, you know, JBS shut down because of the COVID hoax and workers. And now this year there's a cyber hoax, supposedly a cyber attack. And there's plenty of meat, but because of the shutdowns that they've executed here, you know, the price of corn is through the roof. And so what they're saying now, oh, we can't afford to feed these animals, and they're just trying to cut us down. They're trying to cut it out, and it's all astroturfed. There's plenty of meat. There's plenty of land. Yes.
Yeah, meat is good. It's good for you. And I can't hear Blue on Black without thinking about William too. Probably be the rest of my life. And you know, when he sang, it was the it was a little different version, which kind of threw me for a minute.
Hey Mark, we got a break. We got a break coming up, and you wanna hold on, I'll bring you back on the other side.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
There's no one taking your place since you've been gone.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Memory! Your lifeline is burning holes. Recover the damage. Bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. And stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
All right, welcome back to the show. In plain sight, we got Jeremy talking to Mark from Texas, recanting memories of William. Yeah, I can't stop thinking about William when I hear the Blue on Black, and he just called in one night and sang it live. Just belted it right out.
Yes, he did. It was, like I mentioned, it was a little different person. It was slower, you know, and I was just kind of, it didn't hit me till later, really, how beautiful it is, how beautiful it was. You know, my favorite memory is, I can't think of the name of it. My eyes have seen the glory. But what's
the Battle Hymn of Republic, yeah.
Yes, yes, I had a praying freeze. I love the Republic.
Yes.
And, I had something I was going to mention. I'm old, brother. I'm getting senile.
Yeah, it's okay. We were covering cicadas and transitioning from beef to bugs and the global reset and BlackRock.
Thank you for the filler. You're such a professional. I think really to get caught up to speed, all you have to do is watch The Godfather 1 and 2. And that was made in, I think, 72. And it will tell you everything that's going on today. It is, those of you who haven't seen it, I definitely recommend going back. Now, 3 is horrible. It's with Francis Ford Coppola's daughter, Sophia. And it's just an absolute flop. But not waste your time, but the first two are just outstanding.
The globalists are making us an offer that we can't refuse.
That's right, brother. And it's, you know, Meyer Lansky and, you know, and the second one, they deal with the Pope and all that. I will say, speaking of the Pope, you know, I know a lot of people believe that's the real power. I definitely believe it's the city of London and it's separate. You can't, but they're basically like Washington, D.C. They're under no jurisdiction. And this is where all the financial multinational companies reside. And they're from all over the world. And they're untouchable. Like I mentioned earlier on a show, when the Queen of England comes to the City of London, she bows to the mayor of the City of London, if that gives you any idea of the hierarchy. And they use these Tavistock Institutes. They play us like a fiddle. And the Imperial College, which is where these crazy models came from that scared Trump to death or scared everybody to death. You know, what was it, 60 million dead? Or, you know, we were expected to see people falling over, you know, just walking down the street and falling over dead. And it just didn't happen.
Right. Right. Totally right. Well, I mean, like I said, they're trying to push us into some sort of a new restructured civilization, social order, and getting rid of meat. And them buying up all the property, that's really scary. Because when they get a monopoly on that property, they can just determine who moves in there and who doesn't, who has a house and who doesn't. If you're a patriot, maybe you don't deserve a house.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you can just write up money out of thin air, I think that when you see interest rates go up maybe to 1 or 2%, then all this free money will stop. And, you know, I think they're just spreading around all this fiat money, trying to buy up real assets wherever they can. And which just strengthens their hold on us, you know, the American people. But I think the key to victory is we've got to break through to these Christian evangelicals.
Yeah.
They are really standing in the way. There's this love of Israel, you know, undying. It's the Bible. No, it's not the Bible. You need to read the Bible for yourself, not listen to one of these sellout TV preachers who's been bilking millions and millions off unsuspecting Americans who are just, you know, they're trying to do the right thing, they're trying to be Christians. But that is a large, large chunk of this population that we need to reach. You know, Romans 13 talks about that my sister always throws it up. Well, we have to obey the government. Well, who's the government when you get down to it?
Yeah, and we've got
the people is the government.
Oh, yeah, we the people are the government. What I was going to mention is that the beast New World Order is taking over, and we are to resist that.
I think a lot of people misused Romans 13 and the government. I mean, the government we have is definitely tyrannical, right?
Yes.
And we need to abolish it and replace it with the real government, which is we the people.
According to our own U.S. Constitution, that's what should be done, yes.
Okay, so that's my 2 cents, brother. I hope you have a great night.
Thank you. You have a great night as well, my friend. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
Next, we got James from Vancouver. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, okay, good. So you mentioned BlackRock, right?
Yeah.
And all these guys, like BlackRock or whatever, they all have one law. And one Achilles heel, and that is, it's never enough.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
Never enough. And that's what gets them. I mean, they have the grandest plans in the world, and I get all that, but in the end, they're just like you and me, no different. And another thing is, they don't get to take it with them. When they right. die, they're going the same place as you and me. Nothing's going to happen, nothing special, right? Everybody realizes that. Hey, then they're not such a, you know, they're nothing really, because they're depending on getting more and more.
See? And this is why I like to see the trends on the stock market. I don't want to get too technical here, but you know, the common man has invested in cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, whatever. That gets around the bankers. The common man decided that GameStop should, you know, not be short sold, and they bought that up. The same with AMC theaters. And so I don't fully agree with the cryptocurrency. I don't want you to get me wrong here. Like, it's eventually going to end up being bad for us, but for right now, at this moment in history, you know, the common man is trying to fight back, and you can see that in the stock market. They're taking their money from the stimulus checks, and they're investing them in stocks, and they're trying to make money, and they're pushing back against the bankers. And so you can see this pushback. So I don't know if you agree or not. Let me get your thoughts on that.
I was in the market for more than 10 years years ago, and I just quit. I was able to get out of it, and I didn't. I would have an epinephrine rush when I would do a stock deal, and I could get back into it, I suppose, but I really
well.
I'm just out, I guess. Yeah.
Well, and don't get me wrong. The stock market is not the end all. I mean, for the moment, for maybe the last few months and this summer, the common man can put money on some stocks and make money. That's not the end game. The end game is, if you make money off of a stock, cash it out. Take that money and buy real assets like guns, ammunition, food.
Yeah, right.
You know, something that you can put your hands on. That's what I'm saying, is that the common man should do that, because the dollar is inflated. It's going to be worthless. And I don't know, they're going to crack down on cryptocurrency. They're going to crack down on Bitcoin eventually. Go ahead, James.
Yeah. Well, the point I was going to make was that the greatest asset the people of the United States have is the land. If you're close to the land somehow, like you're in Kentucky, other people are in Missouri, other people are in Montana, okay? Now, being out there is very strategic, okay? If I'm stuck in New York City or I'm stuck in L.A., well, I got to deal with that. And that makes sort of a slave out of me, see?
But
like you say, the guns, the ammo, the meat, the way to survive. This is born and bred the great Western expansion of the United States, okay? And my grandparents were part of that, at least. This is what makes people, that's the key for being an American, is this great westward expansion and how people cared about other people, right? They were, and this is something that they can't buy. I mean, when I say they, I mean, I'm talking about the high rollers and the globalists or whatever you want to call them. They can't get that. Right?
Yeah.
Like me calling you up and we're talking, okay, everything's cool, or we're having coffee, or, you know, you've got friends and everything is, it's not a question of, well, how much money you got, or, you know, I got this, and, you know, it's not like that, because that's what America to me means, is people following that dream that was laid down back you know, the Constitution and what have you, and the idea that I'm a little bit into Henry David Thoreau in a way, you know. Society, like he didn't like the way things were going back in 1840, right?
Right.
And yeah, but being on the land, you see, that whole thing, and that's something that those guys, you know, BlackRock or whoever, they don't have that. And BlackRock's got problems too. Their competition is my buddies in China. Okay. Because yeah, the Chinese are, well, you know, BlackRock's got big bucks. Chinese got big bucks. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is anyway. I'll let you go, but thanks for taking my call, and appreciate talking to you.
Thank you, James. Much appreciated. And yeah, like I said, the ultimate financial. I'm not a financial advisor, and I'm not giving financial advice, but you know, just telling you what I'm doing is when I get money in American dollars, I buy assets with that, something tangible that I can put my hands on. And I don't have money in the bank. I've got some stocks in just a little bit of money in crypto. But eventually understand that they will take crypto over. They will figure out a way to dominate the internet. And I think that's where we're going with this JBS meatpacking hack, as well as the Eastern Pipeline, is they're building the case. And they're saying to us, the Jewish dominated elite, they're saying, you regular people, regular global populace, you don't need to have access to these cryptocurrencies or these, you know, anything that gets around the system, because it could be hacked. There's the danger here. And because of that, they're going to use that as an opportunity to control. So even though people are investing in Bitcoin and Dogecoin and whatever, that's, you know, you can make some money in the short run, but in the long run, the system will gain control of it. So what I'm telling you is that if you've made a little money in a cryptocurrency, sell it, get rid of it, take those dollars and buy real assets with it. Buy things that you can survive on. You know, storable food, guns, ammunition. Buy a membership to FrontSight. FrontSight, that's advertised on this channel, that teaches you how to use your weapon under extreme circumstances. Invest in things like that. That's what you want to do. Again, I'm not a financial advisor, but because the subject came up, I feel the need to address it and tell you what I'm doing. And I'm set right now. If I had to, I could totally disconnect from the system, live off of deer from my field, and fish, and do just fine. That's what you need to. You need to keep that in the back of your mind, a way to be able to live off the system, if at all possible. Keep that in the back of your mind. So we got just a minute or two before the break, and then we'll come back with the last segment. And we covered the JBS Meek hack, the cyber hack hoax, Tucker eating cicadas, total sellout of Tucker, the Agenda 2030, and next on the other side of the break, we're going to cover what's going on at the G7, the G7 that fake President Biden went to. And we'll be back on the other side with a little bit of coverage from that here on In Plain Sight. Sometimes when your hopes have all been shattered, there's nowhere to turn. You wonder how you keep going. Think of all the things that really matter and the chances you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Choices that make us who we are. Go your own way.
Okay, welcome back to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky covering the G7 Global Conference, the seven wealthiest democracies in the world. Russia Today states the group of seven countries, G7, have announced plans for a major infrastructure process for developing nations. Read that, third world assholes. In a bid to rival China's $1 trillion Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, also known as One Belt, One Road. My question, we know that these G7 countries are Jewish-dominated. If they are coming up with a plan to rival China and to push back against China, the BRI, Belt Road Initiative, how is it, I ask, that China is controlled by the same Jewish establishment that controls these G7 countries. China is acting as a rogue nation here, and the other nations of the globe are trying to bring them into check. Going on with the RT article, the government, the agreement on the initiative entitled Build Back Better World. That's the initiative. Isn't that what fake President Biden says all the time? Build back better? That's one of those catchphrases like the new normal and we're all in this together. They're hoping that it takes off. But anyway, the build back better, by the way, is like the concept of, oh, we crushed the governments of the globe, purposefully crushed our economies and our small businesses because of the flu, and now we're going to build them back. We're going to build them back better. It's going to be better where people don't have to worry about the flu and climate change is addressed and all of that stuff. That's what the shot is here. Back to the RT article. The agreement on the initiative entitled Build Back Better came on the second day of the Cornwall Summit of the seven richest democracies carried out in southwestern England, the United States being one of those seven. Yeah, I guess we're a democracy now. We were a republic for 245 years, but yeah, sure, we're a democracy. Mob rule, right? Anyway, what's going on with this? The bottom line is that the United States, under fake President Biden and Harris, have surrendered their sovereignty to these globalist bastards. And you can expect more of this Build Back Better nonsense to happen as we eat cicada bugs and do without fossil fuels, whatever. Anyway, I'm black-pilling you, but we're going to do some white pills tomorrow night with Patrick, the dynamic duo, live on In Plain Sight. Be there or be square. Stay classy, RBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.